For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
The other day in the office, we were talking about something really interesting, which was the highest activity level of articles and things on our website. I don't want to take anything away from you, Steve. I was curious if you could share that with our audience.
Sure. So we have a landing page on our site, Who's Hacked? Type it in and you'll wind up on a page that tells you who's hacked. And that is the number one destination on our site. And on a daily basis, we have the latest breaking news on who's been hacked. Unfortunately, there's a multitude of companies that are experiencing this on a daily basis. And we try to give people a composite view, different industries, different geographies. You know, people are very interested in that.
Why do you think that is the most popular thing? I mean, we have so much media out there. I mean, this is a news feed we internally rely on a lot just to be informed. But I'm curious why you think people are really attracted to that Who's Hacked?
Different reasons. I've had other media outlets tell us that we've got a great feed and they use it. So it's a source for other media outlets. It takes a lot of time and energy to track this on a daily basis. So that would be one group of users. You could have people who are in school for cybersecurity and they want to learn. And here's a way for them to get real world information. Like, why do I need to be a cyber fighter? What's going on out there? You can have CISOs and security teams who are trying to stay aware of trends in the industry, who is under attack and who are the attackers. So, you know, there's lots of different reasons why many different people would want to look at this on a daily basis, and they do.
Steve, you're the curator for this news feed, and I'm just curious, what have you been seeing since you started this? Because this has been going on, I don't know how long now, but a long time. I'm just wondering if you've seen any trends or things pop up that really you kind of take a second look at.
I do. You know, it's difficult because you see the most vulnerable being attacked. So we see a lot of K-12 schools who lack budgets, but they have a lot of sensitive data, a lot of ransomware attacks hitting them. And then we see healthcare as one of the most cyber attacked industries. And you're talking about patient data, so the sensitivity of the information and then the impact that it has, where it even potentially prevents people from getting treatment and being diverted from an emergency room to get care somewhere else. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. Ransomware still unbelievably tops the charts.
Well, pivoting to a more entertaining note, we do have the Complete Guide to Hacker Movies, which is also a book, by the way. You can find that on Amazon, too, if anybody's interested. And this is the other most popular thing on our website. And of course, this was probably a blast to put together. I know you and your son, Connor, put this together. Tell us a bit about it and why you think it's so popular.
Well, it's pop culture, so, you know, it attracts a very large number of people who find it in different ways. Now, I don't know the exact statistics, so I'm going to round off and tell you that close to 90% of the people who visit that particular webpage don't start off on our site. So they don't go to our site looking for it. They've done a Google search or they've seen it in a number of other places, and then they wind up coming to our site. A lot of people are just typing hacker movies or some other phrases because they're interested in that subject matter. Why is it so popular, to be honest with you, Paul? That I don't know. I just know that it is very popular.
Yeah.
For us, it started out as a pet project. Hey, yeah. You know, let's compile a list of hacker movies that would be really cool, you know, for our industry.
Yeah.
And then Steve Wozniak thought it was so cool, the co-founder of Apple, that he agreed to write the foreword to the book, which made the book even cooler.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were fortunate enough to have him behind it. And then I guess a lot of it is probably just word of mouth and something starts to trend and more people find out about it.
That's awesome. Well, I know in reaction to the hacker movies, we created the complete list of hacker video games. And that was something where I'm a gamer, so it's a popular subject for me in my personal life. But it was something where we were just talking around in the office and kind of came up with that. But now that's become one of the most popular things on our website, too. And I know, Steve, you yourself are not a gamer, but we've kind of seen this, again, maybe spinoff of the hacker movies, if you will, also become really popular. So why do you think that is?
Sometimes I like to answer questions with statistics, so I'll give you one. Video games are projected to be worth $321 billion by 2026, which is a bigger industry than movies and North American sports combined.
Yeah, that's huge, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, there's just an enormous base out there. So I have to give you credit, and Sam White, Kyle Hagelin, the three of you came together. We're actually producing a podcast series now, but you thought this would be interesting, and you were right, because we published something searching the complete list of hacker video games, anybody could type that in. You'll land on our site. You'll see the article, which is more than just an article. It's a list. It's a compilation. It's fantastic. And it's neck and neck with the hacker movies now.
Yeah.
Now the hacker movies has been out for, I want to say, 2 years. And this is only the summer of 2023.
Yeah, the middle of last year, 2023.
But it's just as popular now as the movies.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, looking ahead, we still have quite a bit of 2024 left. Do you think anything else will pop up that will kind of creep into these top articles, if you will, that we keep publishing on Cybercrime Magazine? Because there's a ton of stuff out there, of course, and I'm just curious what you think.
I think this is going to trend. I think the video games is going to be really big and more popular. You know, it's fun too. The titles, you have them here, Paul. Bitburner, Duskers, Hackmud, Quadrilateral Cowboy, Screeps. I mean, it's really, really cool stuff. Yeah. So I think there's a lot more for us to discover. I don't want to steal your thunder, but I know some of what you're working on for the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool material.
I think it is. Yeah, we are doing a podcast, Control Alt Hacked is the name of it. And we're just trying to talk a bit more about video games, industry news, hacks, breaches, things like that happening in video games, basically.
Well, yesterday or this morning, Sam White, who's a video producer here, told me that gamification and gaming in general is just such a huge way of attracting young people to the field. And we need more of that. And we're an advocate for it. So that's one dimension of publishing this material, that it's going to attract more young people to our field.
That's the hope, for sure.
Yep.
Steve, as always, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.